Adams doing the Stars podcast. My name is Jack.
I am Cindy, and it's welcoming. What is it again?
It's Country Night Week.
It is Country Night Week. I was going to say the same thing. Welcome to Dancing with the Stars.
I was going to say the same thing I said.
Yeah, but I messed up too, so.
I know.
We're both not doing well.
Well, it's been a long day.
It's been a long week.
Long week, yes, but we got through it.
Yes.
We had baby Ava.
For 4 days.
Was it 4 days?
Yeah, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
That's right. That's four. Good math. Good math. 40. Our youngest grandchild.
Yes, who's will be 3 months old tomorrow.
And she likes to. What's the word I like to see? It's fuss. Whine?
Fuss. Cry.
Likes
she's
to be
not
held.
Like her mother. Her no. mother wasn't like that.
No. But she, you know, she's new.
Yes.
She's young. She'll learn. She'll break the habit. We're breaking her slowly.
Oh yeah. We are.
Well, the problem is she looks at you with that face.
And that little lower lip now comes out.
Because she does her, that's what her mommy had.
A little lower lip.
And you go, all right.
And we're softies.
No, I'm pretty tough on her.
Oh, yeah, you are.
I lower the boom.
I walked out of yours going to all kinds of things when I slept in today, for which I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, she likes to laugh.
She does. Well, she's looking at your face. And it's really cute. They both have bald heads. So they look very much alike.
She got upset with me, though, because she has a thing where she's, you know, she's... She's a baby. She's
right.
With the bald head and stuff. She looked like an older Don Rickles. And I called her Don Rickles. And
yes. She cried.
Heather got mad.
Well, did she?
She doesn't look like Don Rickles. Oh. I go, no, she doesn't.
All right. Well, anyway. So let's go back to what we're really here for,
Dancing with the Stars.
Right. Did you enjoy the country stuff?
I did. I'm not a big country fan.
No, either am I, but I like some stuff. Like, I used to watch Nashville.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of their songs on my iTunes.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed
Nashville,
that.
I called the country glee.
Oh, yeah, you did. Because basically they were using it to sing.
I mean, it had some good storylines. I mean, I enjoyed it for a while.
Well, did you know that the main character was one time pretend like she was singing on Dancing with Stars?
Which one was that?
Oh, what's her face?
The one that was in Friday Night
The redhead. Yeah, the Friday Night Lights.
Connie.
Starts with a B, isn't it?
Connie Britton.
Yeah, she was also in...
That was tough.
West Wing.
She was in West Wing.
Yes. Anyway.
She's Friday Night Lights.
Friday Night Lights.
It's funny, you see her in West Wing, it doesn't look like her.
No, you're right. I didn't think of it
I mean,
that
she's just so young looking.
Yeah.
Not that you're old looking now, Connie Britton, but she was just so... She just looked different.
Fresh, young.
Fresh, young. Happy. Anyway, we start off with Country Night. It's going to be a double elimination night.
I know. I hate when it starts getting down to this.
Because we only have two more weeks.
Right. And I like most of the... Well, I think I liked everybody, but I like most of the people that are, you know, as you're getting down, you like your favorites. And so
I got to be honest with you. When I found out it was double elimination week, I said, say it ain't so, Joe.
Say it ain't so, Joe.
I figured this was Joe had to go.
And Joe didn't go.
Well, spoiler. Anyway, we have John and Emma doing they're doing the jazz, and I thought it was pretty good.
It was jazz?
It was a jazz, yeah.
Oh.
That's what it said on the website I went on. But I thought it was pretty good. I enjoyed it.
Again, I always don't think he gets the right scores. I missed it completely because you saw it right away. Right, he didn't do the steps right.
He screwed up in the beginning.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
You said what? And I said, he screwed up in the beginning.
I think when I watch it, I watch like the whole kit and caboodle, the whole...
Well, that makes you an amateur. I watch the technical stuff.
Okay. I'm watching the footwork. Like it's a theater. Like I'm in watching a musical. I watch the whole thing. I don't just pinpoint, but you notice it right away.
I notice it right away.
Which is unusual because you don't notice changes. Like I'll come... I mean, I went, 2 weeks with that purple hair and you didn't even notice it?
Well, it wasn't like it was bright purple.
It was bright purple. Bright purple, Jack Black.
Bright purple, I don't know.
Anyway, so I can't believe you saw that he messed up on steps.
Yeah. Anyway, I liked it. The judges seemed to like it. They thought it was his best score.
They scored him low, but yeah. Anyway.
But Carrie Ann an 8, Lennon 9, which I thought was shocking, and Bruno.
An 8.
Next up, we have Ivana and Keo doing the rumba.
Yes.
I thought it was the best. I thought best dance of the night.
Hmm.
I thought it was the best dance. I mean, later on, Lynn said that he thought that another dance was Alexis and Alan
were the best.
But I said,
This Boy, she has really, like, blossomed. I think that's my favorite part this year, to see the different people that just really just had, from when they were to where they are now.
Well, she was, I don't know, how do you say it? She was lacking confidence, and she was lacking, but she just finally let loose. I think Kilo's got, and she said Kilo's gotten it out of her.
Right.
And she's just, if she would had started out this way, would she be the favorite to win?
Because, I still think Juan Pablo and Milo are still...
They are, but
exceptional but compared to her.
She's got the best scores, even though she was in the final three. I mean,
why do you have a tough time with this? It's people are voting for the ones they want to stay.
Now, I will say this though: when they came out and they were announcing the stars at the start of the thing, Joe got the biggest applause.
Yeah, I did say that as I was getting my drink together.
I said, "Well, now that explains why he's still on the show." Right. I mean, everyone keeps saying it, the listeners and. Because he's popular. And Joanne with a Plan said that he would be probably to the end. Right. Now, he has improved.
Oh, my gosh,
now, we'll get to it when he gets there. But okay. I think Yvonne, I thought her dance was the best. I thought their dance, Kyo.
And they got perfect scores.
The perfect scores. And then Kyo ran down and kissed Lynn.
I know, I thought that was hilarious.
He used to judge him.
Yeah, when he was 15.
When he was 15 in England.
When he was in England.
I
didn't realize he was from England.
Yeah, listen to him speak.
For some reason, I didn't think that was the accent.
Being so British... I mean, obviously, you just have like a little small percentage. Tiny.
I'm like 4%. Yeah. You're like what, 50 something?
No, I was like 49 something.
Okay, but whatever.
I'm a lot. I'm obviously a lot. I mean, I have a lot.
Well, it understands the stick in your butt.
Well, all our British listeners, sorry, that was Cindy, who wanted nothing to be British, but now, all stick in the butts. But I noticed it right away because my people.
All right, baby.
Kyo is my people.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Lynn. My people.
All right,
so there you go. And is Ivana British? I don't know.
Yeah, I think she is.
So my people.
Okay.
So there you go. But they got tens across the board. I thought it was an excellent.
Well deserved.
Next we have Juan Pablo and Cheryl doing the Charleston.
And they got perfect scores. And obviously he's good.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed, but I didn't like the dance.
I didn't think it was
the last two ones. I haven't been that crazy about them. I don't know what it is.
The one where you got the perfect score, what, 3 weeks ago, 3 episodes ago?
Yeah.
Which was like, oh my God, that was amazing.
Yes.
And the last two dances have been, like anybody else, you'd be like going, wow, that was a great dance. Like, say, if Joe had done this.
Right.
I'd be like, oh my God. It's just like, I don't know if you just expect more or they just, he's like.
I like him more in the rumba and those kind of things. I don't like him doing, which was, what was this, Charleston? Like, and the jive, it wasn't great. I think last week was a jive or maybe 3 weeks ago. Whatever it was, I don't like him in the hippity hoppity excitement kind
hippity
of
hoppity
thing.
Things.
Yeah. I'm just not.
No, he's a great dancer.
He's a great dancer, but I like him better.
And he's but he also is also great at playing the camera.
Yeah,
he is. He's very good at. They say make love to the camera.
Right.
He's very good at just so people are at home going, oh, it's Juan Pablo, but you have the judges that are giving him tens too. I mean, it was a 10.
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't give me anything lower than that.
Right.
But it's like, okay, they both have been so good all season, I think. Maybe that's the problem.
Maybe.
And it's just like, okay, yeah, okay, Juan Pablo got a 10, Cheryl got a 10, okay.
Right.
Blah, 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 blah. You're probably going to win it.
Right.
You know, so. Anyway. Well, they got 10s in the Charleston. Next up, we have Joe and Jenna doing the tango.
Yeah, which, again... He's really improved.
And again, if this was Dancing with the Stars, hey, we're going to improve. You know, if you had, like I said, start off with 13 Joes, and either they improve or they don't, I'd be okay with that.
Right.
I would actually watch. I mean, maybe people wouldn't watch that show, but seeing the improvement of people where they can't dance a lick.
No, gosh, no, he couldn't.
Now he's actually. I mean, he's got 7s, which was that's like Juan Pablo getting a 10.
10, exactly. I would agree with you.
But this...
But you watch him, though, like, the shoulders, his feet, his the way he stands, everything about it, you know, he's gotten better, but I just was like, I don't know.
It's just like I said, but there's 2 more weeks left. We have the semifinals and the finals. I swear to God, if he makes the finals, I mean, what if he wins it? What if he's so popular that he wins it?
I think that wouldn't be fair.
I mean, people always say, well, sometimes the best team doesn't win. But for the best team not to win, the other team has to just not, it has to just rise to the occasion and
exactly.
play.
Exactly, which we've seen. Happen all the time.
Yeah,
you're right. The best team doesn't always win because the other team really came to that game that day.
Or that team that was doing so well slack. I mean,
right.
For him to win, you'd have to have four or five people just completely collapse. Right? They just have to,
I would agree with you.
Break their legs or something.
Right.
But, you know, he's still there. He's a personal guy. He's got, like I said, he'd go out and have a beer with you. You'd hang around. Because he's a nice guy. But it's just like...
Yeah, but sevens across... I mean, at this stage of the game, no one should still be in it that are getting sevens.
No. And like we're...
I hate to say it that way,
but... Well, like you're saying, he got sevens. He's improving. Well, big deal.
At this stage, next week's semifinals, we should still have any in that's doing
you should
sevens.
Be getting, you should be getting
correct.
Eights.
Right.
But anyway...
Eights and nines.
And the only reason you shouldn't be get an eight is because you had an off night.
Right.
But
exactly.
That's it. That's our Joe Rage.
Right. What's wrong? My phone going off?
Are you going to call her?
No.
Okay. All right.
Sorry. It's other people texting. Oh,
okay. I'm sorry. Next, we have Milo and Whitney doing the Foxtrot. Another great dance by
Milo. I don't know. I just like Milo. I really do. And I watch him on, you don't watch it with me, but he's on American... Housewives? Is that what it is? American... What's the show I watch? What's her face? American Housewife. Isn't that her name?
The comedy?
Yeah.
I watch it every now and then.
Yeah, anyway, he's on that right now.
Oh, he's on that? Oh, he's dating...
No, he's not dating. They're in a play together in the school and
that's why she was there.
He has a love interest of the main character.
Wow.
But anyway, so...
I didn't realize that Cameron Mayhan...
Whatever, you're just saying that because you want to irritate me and make me feel stupid.
When they show,
does that make you feel good that you're smarter? That you think you're smarter than your wife?
Well, they kept showing her, but
obviously you are smarter than your wife because you picked me as your mate,
and you picked me, so that would make you stupid, dumber, right?
That yeah.
Was okay.
Yeah, that was my.
You picked me. I picked you. So that makes me dumber.
Or did I pick you?
No, I'm smart. Anyway, but when they showed her in the audience, I said, "That's his mom."
Oh, whatever. I didn't realize it. I know they have the same last name, but I still didn't put two and two together.
Well,
I didn't really know. Like, I'm not like you. You know, like, details. You know the character. You know their names. You know, like, what you always say, silly stuff. Like, in life, does it really matter?
No, it's useless information.
Exactly. Okay, that's what it is. Useless information.
I'm the Cliff Clavin. Well, Jay's the Cliff Clavin of the family.
But you're pretty darn close. Sorry, babe.
Okay.
But
called Clip J Cliff Clavin
like,
as a child.
Like, obviously, skating was my sport, and I could tell you most of the people that won, but I wouldn't know as much detail as, like, it didn't implant into me, like, all the stuff that's implanted into your brain. Like, the things that you've come on to, I've let it already go. Like, I know certain things of my figure skating, but you could name off a football player that played 40 years ago and what his position was. I couldn't even tell you who the champion was 40 years ago in skating. That's how little I thought about
it. The previous election, I was in line and there was a guy there
who's
married to the daughter of a former Charger.
Right.
And he's like looking at me like, and I knew the number, I knew that.
Yeah, you knew everything.
And he's like going, wow, you're really a fan. I go, well, I was a fan until they moved.
Right. But, and then, you know, another person you were talking to, you were going on, and they couldn't believe the stuff you knew about baseball. It's just all the stuff that you know.
Useless information.
Yeah. Say that because I think you're a great conversationalist. Is that the right term?
Sure.
You could go in a room and pretty much talk to anybody and be able to hold your own. I don't think I could do that.
Well, I don't like to hold my own in public.
Whatever.
It's embarrassing.
Oh my gosh.
You gotta get arrested.
For someone who doesn't like to talk to people and who claims that he's shy, you could fit in and talk to anybody, by the way.
Can I?
And people I think I'm outgoing and personable, I probably would be more uncomfortable with strangers than you would. You could probably hold... I watch you in line talk to a lot of people.
I don't like to be a stranger holding...
Whatever. Oh my gosh. Anyway.
Anyway, I thought it was a 10...
I thought it was 10 all the way across the board.
But Lynn, my brother, my countryman, he thought it was only worth a 9.
Yeah, what was his reasoning?
Something about footwork or
footwork,
something.
Yeah.
Something with footwork.
Oh, and also, I didn't realize. How tall is he? He was talking about the way his legs felt.
She's not very tall.
No.
At all. She's got to be only 5'2 or 5'3, right?
Right, I don't know.
And he's got to be 6 foot something.
Yeah,
so
but anyway.
Suddenly.
This was my favorite dance of the night.
Well, here I'm just saying, Milo, you're young, stop making excuses.
But this was my favorite dance of the night.
Okay.
I loved it.
Next up, we have DeMarcus and Lindsay doing the Vietnamese waltz.
I thought it
was. And you guys notice I don't say Vietnamese anymore. I say Vietnamese waltz.
Oh, I'm so proud of you.
There you go.
I'm proud of you.
I'm even spelling it correctly.
Woo! Let's give you a round of applause.
Vietnamese waltz. I don't know if I'm saying it correctly, but I'm not saying Vietnamese anymore. I thought there was an excellent dance.
I thought it was tense again, but...
Well, DeMarcus is one... It's like one of those guys where, because you rooted, I always rooted against him because, well, he was with the Broncos the last few years. And,
right.
And when we had a team, you know, they play twice a year. I had to not like him, but he's a likable guy.
Yeah.
He's a positive guy. He's a likable guy. He's obviously works out like I do. And so, yeah, I thought I would have given him a 10. I thought it was a great dance.
Yeah, it was. It was just really, I thought Lindsay looked beautiful. The music, the way he danced with it, his musicality was awesome. It was a good dance. Like I said, it wasn't my favorite. Milo was my favorite, but this was my second favorite.
But they got 9s across the board.
Right.
And again, Joe got 7s, but one went home, one stayed. Anyway. Next up, we have Alexis and Alan, and they kiss.
And the secret is out. They like each other.
Well, you were like, oh, this is awkward. Oh, this
is
this.
I was afraid something was, because she was talking about it. And I don't like, when you watch TV or you listen to the radio, I don't like it when someone's going to get hurt or awkward situation. Yeah. I will change the channel or change it, because I just don't want to feel it.
Well, you fast forwarded.
First I did.
And then you go, well, now I have to know.
Yeah.
And then they kissed. I'm like, okay. And they're a cute couple.
They are a cute couple.
They're cute. I mean, let's face it. You could see it was probably going to go that way.
Yeah.
But they were doing the samba. And I thought it was a great dance.
You know, as I was watching, I'm going to make myself look silly right now. You're going to tease me about this forever.
No, I won't.
But the song was basically talking about the 90s. And I couldn't figure out why her outfit was what it was. And I realized, oh, it's the 90s. And she's looking kind of like the shoes and her hair and the thing. And now I get it. Don't look at me like that. It didn't catch on right away.
Well, it happens.
I know.
It happens. Anyway. But only Carrie Ann gave a 9.
Yeah. Again, I thought it was a great dance. I knew Lynn was going to give her a 10.
Now, can they win it?
No.
Because they just don't have, she didn't have the popularity?
No, I think, I just think that Milo and Juan Pablo are just so much more superior than her. I mean, she's not bad, and she has some dancing background, but I think Juan Pablo and Milo are just so much better, because they're like, it's every week, they're consistent. Every week they look good.
They've been solid every week.
Yeah, no, they've been solid, but they just, the characters that they get into, even I think Lynn said that to Milo, like, it's a different character.
Well, you know, I think Lynn listened to the podcast, because that's what we said last week, Lynn.
Oh, did we?
We
did. I didn't know that.
We said that last week, Lynn.
Cool.
So, you know, you could give us a little bit, you know, something, say, I listened to this podcast with this guy and gal, and you know, I think they're married, and, you know, they were saying how Milo gets in character. So,
all right.
At least I think we said that. We said it about someone, but I'm going to take credit for it. And next up, we have Bobby and Sharna doing the Viennese waltz. And it was a good dance.
You know, it's hard for me to watch him. Shoulders, the way he just looks.
It's almost
his
like
posture is so uncomfortable.
It's almost like he broke his shoulders and they sealed them together or something like that.
Something like that.
But he seems like a fun guy. He's energetic.
Yeah.
He was happy about the 8s.
Right. He was very excited. He gave kisses and all that kind of stuff too, right?
Yeah, he gave kisses to everybody, and he was happy about the 8s. And like I said, he's a fun guy. But I
think he won't be. He'll be eliminated next week.
I would think so. Yeah. But he might.
And he's really improved.
Yeah. He's really improved more than Joe.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I would agree with you. And he seems like Sharna kind of pulled her in and was able to contain his
excitability. They looked at each other. Did she break character and laugh?
No, I think it was part of it.
She just,
they both smiled.
Okay, but she laughed.
Okay.
I mean, but I'm not questioning it.
All right.
And Sharna, if you're listening, did you break character? Did you not break character? It didn't ruin the dance for me.
No.
But, anyway, are they going to finally?
Did you like the song? That's, you know, because you're a big Elvis fan. Did you like that somebody else was singing Elvis' song?
I was cool with that.
Oh, okay. I was curious.
I
forgot to ask you that.
It's not like they could have brought Elvis back for it. So
I know, but anyway, I was just wondering how you felt about it.
The guy did a good. Sorry, I draw a blank on his name, but he did a great job.
Yeah,
I
too.
It was nice.
I love that song.
Wise man. Anyway, you think one year they'll give Sharna someone that she can win with? I mean, she's had good.
Has she ever won?
No.
Oh
no. But she's a great coach, and she's always there at the end. I mean, if you would have told me that they'd still be in here with Bobby, and again, no shot at you, Bobby, but I thought they'd be gone a while ago.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
So there's something, she has a popularity, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, you can imagine if they had teamed her with Juan Pablo or Milo.
Yeah.
But the two, Cheryl and Whitney, are great coaches too, so Anyway, and then we have the team dances. We have
which is my favorite. Usually they have them with the Halloween night, but they didn't do it this time. No. So that was like kind of.
I got interrupted. Just to finish here. Team Hey Now. Doing Dolly Parton's 9 to 5. And at first I'm like, this is a country song? I go, oh wait, it's Dolly Parton.
I think they were backwards, don't you? I thought they were Team Joe and then Team Hey Now.
Well, Joe was on this one. This team. This is how I wrote it down.
All right.
If I'm wrong, I could be wrong.
All right.
If I'm wrong, so be it.
They both had tables, so I wonder if that was part of their dance. They had to have tables in them.
Yeah, mandatory?
Mm-hmm.
Because they practice with those tables. Weren't they practicing with tables or something?
Yeah, so I thought that was interesting.
I don't know because we fast forward.
And again, why was Lynn being stingy? They all deserve tens. That was they were the best team dance. This one with the Dolly Parton 9 to 5.
It was excellent.
And even though they were saying that the other team had more dancing, the dancing was more difficult than the first team. I'm not saying their names because I think you're wrong with the names. but anyway,
why would they have Team Joe down?
You're probably right. I'm probably wrong.
I could be wrong. I don't know. But I like the dance. I like 9 to 5 too. It's a good song.
I agree.
But it was more of a peppy thing. More. It just was the better dance.
I agree.
The other team was good. It was Team. The problem is they had Joe.
Yeah.
And they did try to hide Joe back.
Yeah,
there.
They did try.
We're gonna put you back here, Joe, for a second. But then it hurt them because I guess Joe was right in front of Carrie Ann, and they noticed that he was making some mistakes.
Right.
Again, picking on poor Joe. But they were singing to. Shake It For Me by Luke Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
Is that his name? I go, he's a famous guy, right?
Yeah, yes.
I've heard of him.
Yes.
Because Heather likes him.
No, Kayla does.
Kayla likes him.
Yeah.
I did right here, hide Joe in the corner. Nope. Yes, we put Joe in the corner.
Nobody puts Joe in the corner.
No, we do.
Okay.
But they got 9, 8, and 9. It was a good dance. It was a fun dance.
Yeah,
I liked it. But Lynn said that Alexis looked like she was like one of the pros.
Yes.
So that was a good compliment.
Yes, it was.
So now we come down to, let's go to see what the listeners said.
Okay.
All right, so what did the listeners say? It took me a while to find it because I was looking for the Dancing with the Stars ball, and Jessica put a big picture of Dolly Parton.
And it's a beautiful picture of Dolly Parton.
How I couldn't figure out that Dolly Parton was the Dancing with the Stars for a second. Is she making a movie now? What's going on?
A movie. Silly Willy.
Anyway, we have several comments here, so let's go to the first one. Just says, I like John's dance. John's dance the best. It was real country dance. New country music sucks. And the first group dance, part of the table dance, was used a few years ago by another group. So Jessica didn't like it because there was a table used.
Maybe she felt like some of that dance parts were on there was maybe it was used the same dance steps that a group a couple seasons ago. Maybe that's what I'm assuming, but I could be wrong.
And then she even posted that it was used in this dance, one of my favorite group dances ever from Team Nightmare. I'm not going to play it because I can't.
Right.
So anyway, then Jess said second group dance was better. Good idea to put Joe on a bull so he doesn't have to dance as much. I disagree. I don't think their dance was better, but.
I didn't think their dance was better either. I disagree with Jessica.
We disagree, Jessica, so you're wrong.
I don't know if she's wrong.
I think she's wrong. I think she was flat out wrong. Janie said, how is Joe still on the show? Margaret said, I don't always watch Dancing with the Stars, but I adore all the former SYTYCD people. What show was that?
I don't know. Don't ask me. You're the show guy.
That's why I'm for Whitney and Milo. They could win it.
Yeah.
They could easily win it.
Absolutely.
Let's see. Sherry said, I'm glad Jack and Cindy are podcasting for this show. When I started watching this show, I was fast-forwarding through the personal parts. But now I watch the whole thing. I'm truly enjoying it. Tonight's episode was so good. Joe needs to go next.
Thank you, Sherry. So, I agree.
So, yeah. So we agreed with everybody but Jessica.
Aw, don't say that about Jessica.
I'm kidding, of course. I'm kidding.
Who do you think? Before we go,
we don't know how many people are going to be in the finals.
That's right, but who do you think is going to be in the finals?
Well, this is what ticks me off. It comes down to the final eliminations. We've got the people in trouble.
Right.
John and Emma, DeMarcus and Lindsay, and Ivana and Keo. Now, the only one I'd have in this group
was John and Emma,
only because of his scores.
Right.
And I'd have Bobby and Sharna.
Right.
Only because of their scores. And I would have Joe and...
And Jenna because of the scores.
But again, you go by the audience. It's popularity. Again, I get it. I took heat for it by saying,
right.
You know, it's a popularity contest, but at what point do people watching go, okay, I can't keep voting for Joe because he can't win it. I want to see the best people there. But again, I'm not running the show. I'm just podcasting about it.
So
anyway, it was double elimination. He was going to announce the person that
was going to be saved.
And of course, it lasted forever. And you're like, just announce it.
I did.
And sorry, Tom, she gets emotional with those things like that. And he said Ivana and Keo were safe, which they should have been.
Right.
And DeMarcus Lindsay and John and Emma went home.
Right. So I
still don't think that John and
okay, DeMarcus, so looking at your list, let's see. I say the finalists will be...
That's the old one.
No, it's the same one. I say Ivana and Keo.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, Juan, Pablo, and Cheryl.
Yeah.
Milo and Whitney.
Yeah.
And Alexis and Allen. That's it.
What about Joe?
No Joe and okay, no Bobby.
Joe's in the final show. Are you upset?
Yes.
Are you upset with the people watching the show?
Will I stop watching it? No.
No, I wouldn't. No, I'm not saying you'll stop watching. I'm saying, okay, if he wins it, I'll stop watching it.
I've never seen that because, you know, when I watched the show before.
Say, I'll stop watching.
When I watched the show before, you have seen some of the ones that you thought, why are they still in it? Why are they still in it? They're just popular. You never really see them that if they're not very good dancers. Very rare. I can't remember them ever being in the top. Three.
Again, if they want to have the next show be, I've said 100 times, people can't dance and see how they improve. I would be voting for Joe to stay every week because he has improved.
Right.
I mean, you take those first 3 weeks of dancing, he was terrible.
Yes.
And he's not great, but he has improved each week.
Right.
So, you know, a show like that.
I see your point, Jack.
But right now, I just can't deal with it, man. Sorry.
All right, but Joe. Those are my four that I said we're going to be in it.
I gotta agree with you. I can't see.
And I say the winner's either gonna be Juan Pablo or Milo.
I think Ivana and Keo, but maybe not because she was in the final. She probably is not as popular. No. So
that's what I think. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm sticking.
All right, with. I'll go with. I'm gonna go with you on this one.
Okay, sounds good.
I'm gonna go with you on this one. Well, you know what? Do you shop Amazon?
Sometimes, but not in a while.
We gotta buy some cat pads.
Oh, right? That's right. That's what I was gonna do today. I was gonna buy some cat pads.
Cat pads. We have this cat that likes to go to the bathroom.
And that cat. And, damn cat.
Well, it's actually a good system, but we need to get the... Cause only the problem is he can't keep the pellets. They're like clay pellets.
I know,
pellets.
But the pellets are better than the grind of the cat litter.
Yeah, but sometimes you get up to go to the bathroom at night and he's fucked the pellets out and you're walking barefoot and you step on one of the...
It's like stepping on
Legos. It's worse than Legos because they're all... Legos are usually in one spot.
True.
These things are like scattered all over the floor. And in fact, sometimes they're in our bedroom. I go, we need to cut.
Anyway.
But they hurt. But you know, you can go to Amazon. Go to
janejack.com. Yeah. And then click that little thing that says Amazon. And then it'll go right to your account. And then there you have it.
It'll look like your account.
And Black Friday's coming.
Yeah.
So that's a good time to shop.
Yeah.
And Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday.
Yes. I've been told that with the retail store that I work for, I'm getting ready for it. It's supposed to be the busiest weekend starting this weekend is when it started of the wave.
This weekend?
Veterans Weekend.
Oh, supposedly. Wow. Okay.
So.
All right.
Yes.
And also, if you want to become a patron, help this show, we got the Married Man. Not Married Man. We got the Ramblecast. We got this. I don't know why I came up with Married Man. Ramblecast, the, Dancing with the Stars, obviously, the broadcast. Right now, I think that's, The Walking Dead. Walking Dead's return. So we got all those four shows coming, and there's going to be some more shows after the first year. You become a patron and help support us all. At this time, we thank five patrons. We thank all our patrons. We're going to thank five. But right now, we'd like to thank Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter Glaffelder, Ed the Letter Carrier, Maggie the Magnificent, and Joanne with the Plan. And I just noticed Maggie, it's been a year since she was debt-free.
Well, good
for
Maggie.
She got to go on, what's his name?
Oh, Dave Ramsey.
Dave Ramsey. I'm debt-free.
But she worked for that, though. Didn't she work like three or four jobs or something
three
to do
jobs,
that?
Good yeah.
I mean, that's amazing.
That's amazing. Debt-free. Yeah. So someday, we're going to say it.
Okay.
I'm debt free! And then it'll be, and I just fall.
You know, there's a song about that, isn't there? Like, win the lottery, then you die the next day.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So.
We're so joyful today.
Win the lottery and die the next day. Anyway, thanks for listening.
Yes, thank you.
We'll be back next week. Hopefully we can do it sooner.
It's kind of hard because we're all, like, working crazy.
It's all crazy hours right now, and you got this kid that cries all the time. But, we wouldn't change it for the world.
No.
That's all I got. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Goodbye.